of a steak, you know, or like on Porterhouse, that brown section, that was the filet mignon, that little section. Yeah. It's like that. It's this was why you can never get a tough piece of bleaching, but it's expensive to get.
Do they sell that around? It's
you can buy it in the grocery store. If you go in the grocery store, say they'll if you ask for a bleaching, they'll know what to give you.
Do you ever see any in Miami?
Yes, but it's not listed as bleaching.
Oh, what do they call it?
I think they call it round eye or something like that. And say, like with hair, we call thin steak palomilla steak. I guess it's a Cuban emperor. It's generally sliced thin steak, round steak sliced thin.
Okay. All right. How about what do you call the stuff that's made of flour and it's baked in loaves?
Bread.
Okay. What kinds of bread can you
get here?
Yeah.
Whole wheat, rye, pumpernickel. You get your white bread. They used to at the bake shops used to get sweet potato bread, but they don't make it now. I guess it's just gotten too expensive. That was good. But you have to go to the Key West Bake Shop. Oh, and Cuban bread.
Yeah.
And then you can go and get the French bread. From the
okay, how about some other kinds that are made in different shapes other than the loaves?
You mean the crescent, like Pillsbury's, crescent rolls, dinner rolls.
Yeah, things like that.
And then you have the twist rolls, the onion rolls. What's those seeds they put on top of them? I don't know. The seeded rolls. What? Not crescent. Can't think of the darn name of the seeds, so. They look like parakeet food.
I can't think of it.
But you can buy that.
Okay. How about the type of bread that's made of cornmeal?
Cornmeal?
Ever have any? Use it in a flat pan and it's baked in squares. Ever eat any of that here?
Cornbread?
Yeah.
Cornbread.
Is that fairly common around here?
It's a lot common for not for Cuban restaurants that wouldn't have it, but. The dime stores have it, and I think most people here, the cornbread is, for us, if we're going to have it, we'll generally have it in the morning for breakfast, you know, and put butter on it and have the cornbread and whatever you want to drink, tea or milk or something.
Would you ever call it anything else besides just cornbread? Or any, let's put it this way.
They call it, we make corn sticks, cornbread, that's about it.
Have you ever heard of Corn Dodger?
No.
I don't
Corn Dodger.
Never heard of that. How about, suppose you have, the only things it would have in it would maybe just be cornmeal, salt, and water. Would that be cornbread?
Cornmeal, salt, and water. When we make cornbread, we buy a packaged cornmeal called cornbread mix, just add water in it, and then bake it. That's it.
Okay. Do you ever remember any, like your grandparents talking about making any?
They made Johnny cake bread.
And was that corn or wheat?
I think it's flour. It's flour. Okay. With some baking powder and water. And that's it.
Okay, but that was flour.
Flour.
Okay. How about, do you ever hear of anybody making cornbread on top of a stove in a skillet?
Yeah, that's Johnny cake. That's what we call Johnny cake bread.
Okay, but it wouldn't be corn.
It's flour, but not corn. I think they do that kind of stuff when people go camping.
This stuff's about an inch thick. It's round.
Yeah, that's what we call Johnny cake. But I mean, it's not cornmeal. It's flour.
Okay. Now how about the one that this is the kind where you take cornmeal and you chop up a little pepper and green and onions and.
Oh, you mean hush puppies?
All right.
Not native here. Not here. Okay. Not hush puppies.
What, do you have anything like that?
We have boyas.